You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey Geekscapists, welcome to a brand new Geekscape podcast. I'm Jonathan London, your host. And if this is your first Geekscape, well, strap yourselves in for some pop culture talk. This one is a mini one-on-one podcast all about a brand new film that's hitting Shudder this week. It's called Blood Relatives. It's like a vampire who discovers that he's got a daughter who also has some vampiric powers. Noah Segan is the writer, director, and star of this one, along with Victoria Morales, who plays his daughter. And I had a conversation with them that you're about to listen to, all about indie filmmaking, casting indie films, vampire rules and lore, and what you want to stick to when you're making a vampire movie, what you want to pull from, and of course, Screeching Weasel, because we got to talk some punk rock if it's Geekscape. Enjoy this one. It's short, it's fun, and the movie's fun. So look for Blood Relatives on the 22nd of November on Shudder. Hey Geekscapists, I'm here with my good friends Noah and Victoria. They've got a brand new movie called Blood Relatives. It's out November 22nd on Shudder. I know all you horror fans already subscribe to Shudder. You like watching your streaming horror movies. And they've got a vampire one out for your little vampire tale. And you can watch it November 22nd. It's called Blood Relatives. And what do we want to tell them about this? Because you don't want to totally spoil it for them, but it's... I don't know. I don't want to just say it's a vampire movie because it's got elements of things like Logan, and it's got elements of what I love.
Keep going. That's a good one. And, well, yeah.
Here's one that it opened, and I saw, and I guessed it. I thought, I was like, this. They shot this in and around Austin. That's my hometown. I was like, that's Austin. I'm gonna say Near Dark, which is one of my favorite vampire movies.
Ooh. Yeah, keep going. We should jump payroll.
You really are.
Yeah, I've got a lawnmower outside, so I think the less they hear from me, the better. But I mean, Noah, you wrote, directed it, and are the star of it, along with Victoria. Like, what were your influences when you started putting this together? Like, how things coalesce?
Well, I think, you know, to describe it in its essence, it is a father-daughter vampire road trip comedy. Which are a lot of things that we like, but we don't always see them together. So I think that's a pretty good description, at least in one line. But, you know, listen, I watched Near Dark a million times and was definitely inspired by that. Raising Arizona and Blood Simple, the latter of which is an incredible Texas movie. Paper Moon, which is sort of a classic father-daughter road trip movie. No vampires in that one. But then if we're talking vampires, you know, a little bit of Lost Boys, a little bit of Ganja and Hess. You know, we'll throw in some Martin as another deep cut. I like the deep cuts, but, you know, Near Dark is kind of a big bullet point there for us. What do you think, Vic, as far as sort of some of the inspirations or some of the comps for the film?
I mean, you said them all, like, that's all I, at least that I, you know, I had to learn about the deep cuts, and I'm very new, at least, you know, to the horror, or I want not horror, but also what I would consider and what I love is kind of horror comedy. And if you're putting it in that genre, I still don't really think that you'll get what you expect. If you tried to categorize it just into one, because it has this lovely, like, just heartfelt, not taking yourself seriously, fun journey, which I feel like you don't get a lot when you're obviously watching a movie about two vampires.
Yeah, the movie starts out with Noah's character, and you're kind of on your own surviving. You're just, hey, taking care of yourself, and you look up and, hey, you actually fathered a daughter. And she's got vamp abilities too. I think Whistler from the Blade franchise would be like, she's a daywalker, in a sense.
Well, that's exactly it.
Around, yeah, in the sun, right?
And you know, you're you know, when you're making a vampire movie, when you're telling a vampire story, one of the most fun things you can do is start to go through which vampire rules you want to apply, which ones you want to ignore, which ones, you know, you want to maybe do a different spin on. And for Victoria's character, for Jane, I kind of went full Blade. I kind of went full daywalker, with her. And I thought, you know, for a real superhero moment, which, Vic, you have a couple of times in the movie, it was only appropriate to give you the Blade rules.
Did that have an influence? Was that the punch influence?
It was. We have a gag in the movie. I don't want to give any spoilers, but there's sort of a moment.
It did make me yell out, "Holy shit!" when that
good. And, yeah,
because it's kind of comedic and tempered, and then it's punctuated by some hyper violence very suddenly, and it's awesome. I really, really loved that gag.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad. Yes, it was. I wanted everybody to know that you were a superhero as soon as we could telegraph that. And so, you know, we meet the dad and the daughter, they meet, and, you know, of course it's like very strange and conflicted, and we're talking about this vampire stuff, we're trying to work it all out, and, you know, there's some fangs and there's a little bit of a confrontation, but it did absolutely have to culminate in everything but a cape and a, you know, a mask, neither of which is like cool now. Like superheroes don't wear like capes and masks, but you know, I'm an old dad, what can I say?
I'm trying to think too, like, I guess you got to go a little bit cartoony. You got to go towards the Marvel stuff, which isn't bad. They've put some masks and capes on their characters. But yeah, if you're going for something that has a little bit of grounding and has the hyperviolence that you see in a few of these sequences, that's a tough tone to like kind of balance. And so what I really appreciated was that just the structure of the movie, when you introduce a new problem to your character, Noah, and it's like, oh, I got a daughter. Oh, she's showing signs of vampirism. Oh, this is going to let me establish the rules for the audience as I establish the rules for her. There are comic books in the movie. And not only that, a lot of Screeching Weasel, which I'm a big fan of.
Oh good. I'm glad. Yeah. I Screeching Weasel was my favorite band when I was 15. I don't know if you had you
Why
ever
heard.
Why
is it still not your favorite band? I mean, Victoria, you know, Victoria, you're the only person under 30 that was wearing that's ever worn a Screeching Weasel shirt, in my opinion. But okay,
I don't think I ever asked you, Vic. Had you heard? Because I mean, you listen to a lot of punk rock. Had you heard Screeching Weasel?
Yeah, I had heard, I remember, but I hadn't really, it was like, you were a full introduction for sure. You were like a full, like, here's the deal about this. And no, I had many, like, I think it was like other deep cut punk stuff, but I was obviously immediately into it.
Geekscape is the second that Victoria's character shows up and they're saying like, wait, where'd you come from? Which relationship did I have that like led to having a child? And Victoria's character shows up to kind of make things a bit more complicated for Noah's kind of loner, a survivalist character. she's wearing a Screeching Weasel shirt. And I was like, oh, no, she's been a vampire for at least 30 years because all the punks I know. I'm kidding. I'm making a joke. But Screeching Weasel is a deep cut. And I've been listening to them since the early 90s. So yeah. They've been around. And you worked with, I mean, what I've heard, and I've shot music videos for bands like the Mr. T Experience and some of those Lookout bands. So I'm a big fan of that entire scene. You hear that Ben Weasel, like, is like, how was he to work with?
Well, you know, everything you've heard is a bold-faced lie. He's the easiest guy in the world to work with. He's very sweet. He's very nice. He's a great dad and a great collaborator. I mean, I really was truly obsessed with them, you know, as a teenager, and have remained a fan. And when we became buddies, kind of like, you know, how people do, like, over the pandemic, like over the internet, over DMs, because I think we both are into some of the same kind of esoteric opera, which also found its way into the movie, specifically like Wagner's Ring Cycle.
And he has a musical that he wrote as well.
And he has a musical that he wrote. I think he's got a couple musicals that he wrote. He's really prolific, you know, beyond you know, simply Screeching Weasel, the band. And we became buddies, and we started sort of trading material, you know, whether it was songs he was working on or stories, scripts, that kind of thing. He really is interested in screenwriting. And he's really just a creative guy who's like, who doesn't see a difference between picking up a guitar and writing a song and, you know, firing up a word processor and writing a script. And at some point I shared with him Blood Relatives and the concept behind it. And he was really generous with his thoughts and so generous that I kept asking for more and more until finally I said, could I use some of your music in the movie? Cause you know, there's this sort of punk kid in the movie and, you know, she sort of is kind of, I don't know, representative of the kind of punk kid I was. What do you think? And so he was really nice about it.
And he, I mean, like, knowing Frank from MTX for many years, like, I'm like, well, you hear like the stories about Ben Weasel, but like you said, like they can't be all like, Ben's just got to be a cool, collaborative, creative dude and hopefully protective of his material, which is where I think some people were like, oh, but it's like, no, I'm sorry. Not everything gets to work that way. Like DIY has a, you know, it's like people just think it's like a free for all and you can just use material. No, Ben should be protective of his material because he's awesome. And it's amazing that you got to collaborate with him because like you.
Well, and what's incredible about it is that what was so incredible about it is that he is protective of his material. He owns it. So he's able to make, you know, calls like, hey, you know, this guy that I met randomly who made this weird little vampire family film, he's asking to use a few of my songs and I'm going to go ahead and let him use them at an affordable rate. You know, just a lot of support on that end. I had to, you know, ask Vic if she was cool with wearing the shirt.
Which I feel like it's like what music I was talking, because I'm like so, you know, new to like the filmmaking aspect of everything. And so I was just trying to soak up and learn as much as possible. But music is so something I'm really invested in film. And so learning about the process of acquiring that was really interesting. And so I felt like that was so cool to be able to just say, hey, like, you know, these are this is something that you can use, because I feel like it's obviously not normally that easy. So I've just been very, I was, you know, on the sidelines being like, oh, that's so cool.
But anything could be used for research to make your character believable, to get into those shoes. Noah, did you ideally write the concept as something that you're going to act in or just direct, or like, how did you end up becoming the lead in it? Or was that the design from the start? And also, similarly for Victoria, was there an audition process or was it something, did y'all know each other prior to Blood Relatives?
Well, I'll let Vic tell her story about how we found each other, because it was, you know, one of those circuitous, happy, but then in retrospect, very simple experiences. But to answer my question, you know, the movie was written from a really personal place. And I think that I did the thing that no writer or filmmaker should do, which is I did picture myself going through this stuff. You know, you never want to picture an actor. You always kind of want to just sort of write the character and then hope that you meet an actor who is the right collaborator. But in my case, I sort of felt like the only way I could tell the story was from my perspective. And then when it came time to make the movie, you know, we had a low budget, we had a short schedule, we had a lot of people doing a lot of different jobs all at once. And I sort of felt like the best thing I could do for the movie was to take that job off someone's plate. So, so I did.
I know I'll be there. So I know I'm going to show up, I guess. So
yeah, exactly. I knew I was going to be demands. There. So might as well make it easy. But, you know, Vic had, not, I wouldn't say traditional, but she had her own experience getting involved in it.
Yeah. Well, what, I mean, it was traditional, but it wasn't traditional for me. Like I met Josh Rubin, who's one of our producers on, Plan B, this buddy comedy that I did back in 2020. We spent like a night together and, he came on and day played and it was a really fun, giggly day. You know, we just like hung out and just kind of kept in touch. And he said, you know, hey, I have this literally like, hey, here's a script. I think you might like it. And I'm picturing you. And I read it. And I think subconsciously, maybe he knew that I would connect with it or something. And in this really weird way. And it was very serendipitous. And I, before I talked to Noah, like the first time, I like had all these things that I wanted to talk about. And I was like, I have all these bullet points and I really like, this is really cool. And then we talked and then it was immediately just like very easy. And we were like, yeah. So anyway, but no, this thing is really cool. Right. So yeah, let's do it. And I was like, what? Okay. You know, so it was just, something that I hadn't been through and it made the process, really fun and trusting.
Did you audition any actors or is it just like, yo, let's make a vampire movie with my friends. Let's just chill and hang out.
There were some actors, you know, who, you know, I was not familiar with their work. And so, you know, they submitted audition tapes and that's how, you know, we hired them. But, you know, in Vic's case, I had seen Plan B and then I familiarized myself with as much of her work as I possibly could. And it was just so apparent right away, just watching anything that she had done, that she is like the best actor in the world and is completely able to sort of, you know, to do what I think a lot of actors don't think of, which is, you know, you're playing in an orchestra. Right? Like you're playing your instrument, which is very specific and very unique, but you're playing it. It's a team sport, you know, to use another analogy. And it's so obvious looking at Victoria's work that she is excited about being parts of those teams. And that's what excites me about being on a set and being a part of a movie. And so when we, you know, when we, just spoke the first time, that connection alone is like, you can really do a lot with that because you could just start to kind of play right away. You could start to really, you feel kind of like that's what home is, you know, is when you're part of the circus.
And I'm being facetious.
I just threw in, that was like three analogies in like 40 with seconds.
Orchestra, sports, and the circus.
Circus.
And I'm down. No, it's all combined. What sport would that look like?
It looks like filmmaking, guys. That's what making movies is like. Yeah.
Yeah, you're both the arsonist and the firefighter. You know, you're like creating the problems and then trying to solve the problems. And you shot in Austin. You live here in Los Angeles. I don't know where Victoria is, but clearly, yeah, you went to Austin and you found some local actors and put this thing together. How long did it take to shoot? How many days did y'all have on the ground over there?
We had 18 glorious days, which for anyone who knows anything about making a movie is like a third of the amount of time you should have to make a movie. But many great movies are made in that kind of time frame. You know, it was lovely because we were able to hire a lot of people, cast and crew, out of Austin, but we were about an hour and a half outside of Austin in Taylor for most of the shoot. So it did feel like sort of summer camp. Like we were kind of a little bit off the beaten path. And then of course, Vic lives most of the time in LA, like most people in our business, but she's from Texas, not from Austin. You're from Texas. Near the coast. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was the first time that I was working near home. It was awesome.
And Vic, you were saying that you're new to the filmmaking, new to this, but how new? Like, what was your background?
Well, I mean, you know, on
she's not new at all. She's
real and direct directing side, and then just you know, on the other side. I mean, I've been professionally acting since for 12 years now, but I meant new to, you know, really wanting to kind of be involved on the other side of things. And so while, you know, we had such a tight-knit crew, like I was able to kind of like just watch everybody and learn from everybody, which is what I always try to do, because, you know, being on set is kind of like the best experience. But it was the first time where I was able to like kind of peek behind the curtains, because there was no network, there wasn't any type of pressure on anything. And so I feel like you sometimes get the best stuff out of that, but you also get more time with people who you're working with. And so that part was new for me, the collaborative, like that collaboration on the other side was really cool. And so that's I'm a newbie at that, and I was learning about that a lot.
But did you catch the bug? Do you come back from an experience like this, collaborative like you said, and say, you know what, I've got this little story in my head, I'm gonna see how I can expand it and turn it into a bigger story and put it on paper, and I think I'm gonna run with this? Did you kind of take a page out of Noah's book?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like every moment I was like, don't do this. This is don't do this. You know, when in fact it felt like, I was like, well, this seems so not like, I say this saying like it seems so easy. Like I never felt the pressure of time or anything like that as an actor, but I feel like that's just a good sign of directing. And so, you know, I learned a lot, and I was like, hey, well, you know, this seems kind of fun. And it was like, don't do it. But yeah, I definitely want to at least continue like working with people that you like. I think that's
you'll be a better director than I will be, than I am. I can feel it.
I feel like she's got the bug. You can tell she's got the bug,
and we will all be better off for it, because
sure.
You know, I got to say, like, you know, the way it works on movie sets is like, there's a hierarchy, you know, and it's sort of like, you know, you sort of hope for this kind of benevolent dictatorship. But in reality, what it is it's a bunch of people who are kind of the heads of little departments all working together, you know, the grip and electric, and, you know, the makeup and hair and wardrobe, and, you know, the art departments and all that. And Vic is really the head of the acting department in this case. And so, you know, there is a lot of responsibility, whether you liked it or not, that you took on, that will serve you very well when you direct your movies.
I love it.
I can see it happening. And, Noah, you collaborate a lot with Ryan Johnson, Geekscape. We have it. Oh, we got to get you guys back, because I'd love to talk about that relationship, Noah. And we can see you here pretty soon in the Knives Out follow up.
Kenya, that'll be pretty fun. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say or not say, but I will say, you know, don't blink. if you manage not to blink, I will only say that sometimes art imitates life.
Well, Geekscapists, again, the movie is Blood Relatives. It comes out on Shudder on November 22nd. If you want to, if anything we said is like, oh, that sounds like a great vampire movie, and you should check it out, then check it out. I think you'll enjoy it, especially you horror fans. I know you watch Geekscape. I know you listen to Geekscape. So this one, I think, is right up your alley. Thank you guys so much for being a part of this, Noah and Victoria. It's been so much fun.
Thanks Come back for having time. Us.
Really nice to meet you.
Yeah. Take care, guys.
Talk soon.
Bye.
That was a fun conversation, wasn't it, Geekscapists? Again, Blood Relatives comes out November 22nd, so if you want to kind of avoid your family during the holidays, sneak away and watch Blood Relatives. I think you're going to have fun with it. And obviously, you can always sneak away and listen to some Geekscapes or watch it on our Geekscape TV YouTube channel. We have a lot of ways to enjoy Geekscape, but if you are enjoying it, hit the share button, send it to your friends, and tell them to subscribe. If they enjoy it, leave a 5-star review and maybe some comments on wherever they listen to podcasts or you listen to podcasts. We got lots of ways to enjoy Geekscape. We're rolling into Los Angeles Comic Con, so there's a lot of content coming down the pipe. So please keep subscribing, keep listening, and keep sharing. We'll see you next time.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.